Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, everybody. Hey, how are you? How are you? How are you? This is Dr. Cappuccino. Hey, I got to see what's going on here. Okay, it doesn't look like we're on. Okay, where are you? Hello, you guys. Are you there?
Yes.
For the
Hello.
Global Vision for Living Today. Hi there. We have a little glitch going on over here. But let me tell you something. This show is going to be a show like none other. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're about 5 minutes off schedule. Had to take care of some very important business here. But God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. We are going to be talking about our show topic, which we have already expressed great joy because many people don't know how to show God that they love him. So with you guys on the show today, we're actually going to kind of rehash and go back over some things because no one is going to do anything for anybody that they don't love. They've got to know them first to love them. So here we go. We're putting a spin on this. Thank you again for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. Colonel Harrison, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Cappuccino. I hope all is well with you in regards to the listening audience as well.
Yes, they're all calling in, too. I guess they thought they were going to miss us. Hi, Georgia. Listen, how can we show God? Hey, babe, how can we show God that we really love him, we care about him, we need him in our life, we can't live without him? How can we show God that those feelings are authentic and that they are legitimate? Is it something that we need to be doing? Is it someone we need to be talking to? Is it some way we ought to be acting? Colonel Harrison, jump in there and start us off. How can we really show God that we love him and that we care about him and that whatever he says we're going to do? How can we do that? What should be our first approach?
The first approach is to live a life that's pleasing unto God. And I know someone said, why me, please? Well, we tend to please one another and so forth, but we must please God. And the reason I say that is because the Bible says that God created mankind for his pleasure, for his pleasure. And he has a purpose for each of our lives. So we have to live a life that's pleasing unto him, and that probably leads to the next, how can we please God? Get to know what God will is for our lives, and that's how we can please God. So the first one I say, Dr. Cappuccino, is live a life that's pleasing unto God, Jehovah, the Psalm 83:18, God.
And so surely it's true. And if we're talking about Psalm 83:18, we're talking about the Bible. So what is the Bible, God's word, God's vision for mankind? The one who said, I sent my son, I sent him. What can we do? What should we be doing to actually get started to show God that we really care? Does that mean we need to get into the Bible? Some call it the Word. Do we need to really start some program of study so that we'll know exactly what that God wants us to do? If we want to please God, we've got to find out something about that God. Isn't that so, Colonel Harrison?
Yes, we got to know who God is. Get to know who the Psalm 83:18 God the Creator, and in the Standard Bible, Genesis chapter 1 tells us about the Creator. Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. And so it's that God. And Psalm 83:18 reaffirms God's real name in the Old Testament portion of the Bible, that his name is Jehovah. Psalm 83:18 says that men may know that thou, whose name is Jehovah, is the Most High over all the earth.
He sure is the Most High over all the earth. And guess what? Someone told me this morning, and underneath the sea. I said, oh, I already know that. But now, if we're going to get to know this God by reading his word, what should be our focus? Should our focus be to get a lot of money out of that God? Should our focus be to beg that God for a new house? Should our focus be just to lay around like we're on a vacay 24 hours a day? What else should we be thinking when we start talking about getting to know that God? Why would anybody want to get to know the one called Jehovah? According to Psalm 83:18, we know he sent his son, we know what happened to his son, and we know this God resurrected his son after all and all. But what should be our main reason for getting to know God and showing this God that we really love him, we care about him, we care about his foundations that the earth is standing on, we care about others that he created? It's just not you, me, and I. It is about every human being. That's why his son said before he ascended, love ye one another. Skip that. Oh, well, yeah, I like her. Oh, yeah, she's pretty. He didn't say that. He said, love you one another. Talk to us about that, Colonel Harrison.
Yes, we certainly want to get to know God and please God, and because we need to know what God wills for our life. God created us to for a purpose, and I'm reminded that 1 John tells us that God is love. The mere nature, the essence of God, the supernatural being, is that God is love. And so God being the essence of love, he commands that, number one, we love him. Number two, we love each other. But he has a will. He has a perfect will for everyone that breaches their mother's womb. And he has a will that he wants to live for the number of years that we live on this place called Earth. And so it's important to get to know who God is so we'll know what his will is, what it is he wants us to do while we're in this body, in this earth, and in this atmosphere that we're living in, Dr. Covington.
Yes, you know, some people now waving hands, you know, they're saying, well, now what am I going to get out of this? If I stop what I'm doing, if I stop living my life the way I'm living, if I stop talking the way I'm talking, if I stop acting the way I'm acting, and I say, okay, God, oh, yeah, here I am, send me. You know, his son said that in Isaiah, here I am, send me. And we're asking God to send us out into the world, out into the neighborhood, out into the community. When you send someone, that means they're going. It's not about laughing, standing, grinning, playing. We've already done that, and we see where we are. 70 or 80, that's an 80 with special mightiness. So every breathing second should be about, well, what can I do with this God? How can I get to know this God better? What should I be doing? And watch and bless your life. But as it stands right now, no one is really thinking about that. They're saying, well, as long as I wake up, oh, yeah, I woke up, you know, I'm feeling myself in here, and I'm pinching myself. Now I got to go figure out what I'm going to do. And 9 out of 10 times, it's something worldly. It's something God has not ordained. It's somewhere God has not said you should go. I mean, we need to sit and think about that. But right now, with the time that we have left, I was telling a Bible class that we're right now talking about Revelation. It ain't nowhere else to go past that. This is it. Genesis to Revelation. Revelation, that's it. Revelation 21, 1 through 4, I saw a new heaven open up, a new heaven, and here's the new earth. Everybody said, oh, I'm going to heaven. No. He didn't promise that to all people, but we cannot get into that. Some say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be caught up. We can't get into that right now. If you're supposed to be caught up, you'd already be there. He said, I got a new earth on the way. So that means somebody is going to be resurrected, and you don't hear that. Most ministers cannot talk through what it means to be resurrected. That's our, yeah, you know, he rose from the dead. Y'all out there, you hear me. Get that thing straight. For a whole army of women start talking, and they're already doing it now. But right now, God has said that those that love me, he said, I will save, I will protect, I will be their all, and my son will be the same like unto them. So right now, Colonel Harrison, let's talk a little bit about what the benefits are. Ain't nobody going to do nothing for anybody, anything, if they ain't getting anything. So right now, what are some of the benefits from getting to know this God and to putting this God first for real? Not, well, yeah, you know what, I didn't do it yesterday, but I can do it today. You know, you may be dead by noon. Don't play with that God. If he finds out he can use you, bam, that's it. And he's already found it out. Every week a funeral here. Every week a funeral there. Every week. And I heard some, oh, my God, some crazy stuff this morning. But I can't get into it. Colonel Harrison, what should we? What do we, oh, God? Why should we want to get involved with this God to show him that we really care? What are some of the steps we need to take?
Well, first and foremost, we always get to go back to the tradition of Dr. Capitina, is prayer, seeking God through a conversation, through a talk. And then after having that conversation with God, then God reveals certain things to us. I know people struggle with believing and trusting of God that they can't see. We can't see the air that we breathe, but we need it for our lungs so that we can take in oxygen and breathe out carbon monoxide. So the benefits, I just know a couple of benefits. One of the benefits is that we will live a purposeful life. A lot of people live a life without purpose, a life that has meaning, a life that has substance, a life that has quality, a life that has direction, a life that has guidance. And the other thing God promised us, when we live and do live our lives the way he wants us to live, those of us who honor him and honor our father and our mother, he'll give us long life in this place called earth. So there just a couple of the benefits I just wanted to put on the table there as I responded to the earlier question.
Yeah, they're very good, because the Bible says honor thy mother and thy father. Now, as a former Jehovah's Witness, if we did not have our mother or father living, we would pick out someone in the congregation and we call them our goddad, our godfather, our godma, our godmother. Honor thy father and thy mother so that it may go well with you and you shall have length of days. So now how understandable is that? That's just that simple. Honor thy mother and thy father. If you don't have one, you better go find one, because this is a promise from God. Honor your mother and your father so that it may go well. Yeah, you might have a little accident here. You may have a little problem there. But overall, God is going to see that whatever you need to get through life, you are going to have. Honor thy father and thy mother. So we don't really have to tell that to anyone. That's a simple promise. And if you honor your mother and your father, guess what? You're going to honor God. He's called the great father, our father, which art in heaven. So that means to honor him. Hello, turn your light bulbs on. Honor thy father and thy mother. Honor the first one. Honor him. Do what he said to do. Talk like he said to talk. Go ye therefore, if your father, which is in heaven, sent his son. Aren't you called sons and daughters of God? Yes, you are, all throughout the scripture. So if you're not honoring your God Father, what are you supposed to have? People in your life that you wish you never knew. You walk around skinning and grinning, but the fact is, I don't care who you are. Without honoring God, your life is going to be a living hell. I just stopped laughing about a year and a half ago. You know, I might tell a joke or two. But I know the outcome of those that do not honor God. Don't honor God, he will not honor you. You will go out of here just like you came, one or two, standing at your mama's hospital bed, if she was lucky. And it shouldn't be no 70, 80 years ago, if she was lucky. Right now, to show God that we love him, we've got to get in accord. My daddy used to say that, Bishop Mams, he used to tell him, y'all need to get in accord. And I'll never forget the day. He had 3,000 every Sunday. He had a big balcony, and he had the main sanctuary. He would get up there and say something like, God is real. And turn and walk, and everybody would start talking about themselves, and the deacons would get them and say, well, you have heard the message. God is real. Have a nice rest of your day. And that was it. Bishop would speak an hour. He'd speak two or three. He wasn't standing up there to get no glory, because he said, if I came from sharecroppers, he'd come out there in them jeans with them straps on him, overall, and Bishop had his clothes made. They were flying from India. 3-4 of them, and they'd be measuring him up with them turbans, and they'd fly back again and give him a suit. He didn't have to wear that. The man was a marvel, and so was his father, Reverend Calvin Mims. But right now, we're not talking about Bishop Mims and Calvin Mims, Reverend Dr. Calvin Mims. We're talking about Jehovah God. Now, if you're going to honor him, you first got to honor your own, because your own is where you came from. And Colonel Harrison will tell you, most of you, that I say at least every month, I want to make Bishop proud of me. I want to make Mama proud. Now, they're already in their sleep of the hour. They're laying out in the sleep of the hour. But I'm still talking about that. And since Jehovah knows, I'm not playing. I'm not going to walk about amidst nobody. How could I do it? And they laid, and here I am. How could I, and especially some look and say, oh, black, and don't even mention Sioux Indian, Comanche, Apache Indian. Don't even mention them. What did they have? Trail of Tears. My grandmother was on the Trail of Tears, walking, 1870-something, I think it was. Oh, I got the story. In fact, someone wrote the book. I got the book. My granddaughter had the whole history of the Mims background from 1692. But let me tell you something. God is real. And if we want a real life, we've got to put our lives in order in front of the real God and show him that we really are about his business. Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, tell me what to do, and I'm gone. I may not look right, have the right clothes on, wool cap on my head, but I'm going because I made you a promise. You didn't have to birth my mom and dad in, and then here I come for me to live a life of debauchery. Anybody outside of God's will is living a life of debauchery. I don't care what they have on, where they going, where they been, where they coming from, where they planning to go. That's a life of debauchery. John says, he that does the will of God will remain forever. So whatever else is out there, you better checkmate yourself. Get you some of them dollar chess sets and learn that. Learn the bishop, the knight, king and queen. All the chess sets is out because of that coronation. Learn of me, God said, and see when I open up the floodgates. Colonel Harrison, what are the floodgates of heaven?
The floodgates of heaven is the entrance to the port of heaven. It's God's heavenly kingdom, which is located in the third heaven above the earth. And not only does God reward those who live a life that's pleasing up to him, he offers, which is another subject, eternal life. And so where we are and where God is, we live in the physical realm. God lives in the spiritual realm, and God lives in a place where there's no sickness, no dying. It's called heaven. No worries, no troubles, no enemies, no crime, no confusion, no disturbance, no disagreement. Just pure bliss, and just just the essence of God being in the presence, and his throne lights up the kingdom of God, lights up the dwelling place of God, and there's no day, there's no night, because the God himself emanates from the throne, lights up the whole world.
Hey, most certainly. It's no doctor said hallelujah, praise God, but when the naked eye look toward heaven and in outer space, it's the blackest of the black. But I'm going to say something. God knew what he was doing. God knows what he is doing. And God also knows what's coming next for humankind, that outside of his will, you ain't going to be God. He said, those who do the will of God will remain forever. You're not going to remain forever if you don't do his will. You're not going to flock to heaven. You know, he says in Scripture, Paul, that flesh and blood cannot inherit. You don't inherit anything until there's been a death. Flesh and blood cannot, will not, does not. There's not even the thought of it inheriting anything. It is not to man to direct his own steps, Jeremiah 10:23 says. So who are we? Who are we? Before you, and I'm talking to all you thousands, before you think you're going to bypass God in the name of his son Jesus and walk about in heaven all day and all night, that's not going to happen. You better go get some of them ancient texts and match them up to Holy Scripture. You are not going to do it. And he said he's going to promise to the fourth generation salvation to those that love the Lord, love my name. You better start teaching that. You know, a lot of us is not teaching that and wonder why all our people is bad, all of them jailbirds, all of them convicts. I can go all the way back to mine and talk about Calvin Mims Jr., named after my grandfather. He was a certified genius. Stay out of school all month going there. He was a genius. My father used to say, I don't know how that boy knew everything. I swear, I hope I got that from him. But in the end, he took a wrong turn. Had a man that preached all across America, Christ Unlimited Crusade, ordered 2,000 Bibles, got on an old broke-down Greyhound bus, Bishop James Howard Mims, going all from Arizona, Georgia, Alabama. Look it up. Christ Unlimited Crusades, and I'm a living witness here. I'm on the battlefield, too. I'm not going to have let him and mother birth me, and here I am a nothing. I owe them. If I don't owe myself, I owe them. And Jehovah God knows they owe him. Wages of sin is death. Colonel Harrison, how can a person, again, before we close, get to know this God, this magnificent God that got you breathing and got your ears perked up? What is it we need to do?
Well, surrender our lives unto God. Jehovah, Psalm 83:18, God, yield to God. Turn around from the ways that we're living and seek God, search for God, find God through the Bible, through the scriptures, through Bible teachers, and they will teach and guide and lead and show us ways that we can live that will please God. And then once God manifests himself more, make himself more known in our lives, we're inclined to love our neighbors that we love ourselves, to love God Almighty as no other person on earth. And then we come to become the essence of what God wants us to be. God said, greater love has no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend.
Yeah. No greater love. Don't come telling me that you love me. Let me see you take a bullet, and then I'll know it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, we got some interesting things coming up. The month of June and July are our service months for the International Platform for Peace. We're going to have speakers at this convention. We're going to have Bibles that will say the International Platform for Peace, KJV. We have so many things coming up, so I want you to be on the lookout next week, next Saturday, which is the Mother's Day week. We're going to be doing a lot of great things, and we want you to hear all about it. You'll have an opportunity to participate. Also, if any stand in the need of prayer, Colonel Harrison, give us your phone number. Many have asked for prayer, and rather than just have a show for that, why don't you put your email address and your cell phone number there, whatever number you use for prayer, so others can be able to contact you.
Yes, for the prayer line, they can call.
Colonel, we're not talking about
yes.
the weekly prayer line here. This is for individual prayer. If someone wants prayer, what number and email address can they contact you?
Sure. Email address is wharri1943@aol.com. wharri1943@aol.com. And the number to call for prayer is 202-330-6604. 202-330-6604.
Wonderful. And if you want to hear from Dr. Copertino, 424-634-9615. Or email address mothernature7@gmail.com. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We love you, and God loves you. Those that do the will of God shall remain forever. Have a great weekend. God bless you.